What an impressive sight you are. This is so amazing, and it is so good to be here among all of you. You're the best. You're the best. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for this glorious celebration. I feel so alive, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for giving this week to Jesus Christ. Right? Thank you. You know, the great Pope John Paul, who's standing right outside the doors here, he used to say that time given to Jesus Christ is never, ever, ever time lost. But it's in fact time transformed. And that everything you give to Jesus Christ, he gives it back to you. But he gives it back to you in a new and a transformed kind of a way. So you came here, you might not realize this, but when you made the decision to come here, when you made the decision to put aside a week, all right, you made some big sacrifices, didn't you? Now, how many of you have been here before? Okay, how many of you are here for the first time? Wow. We're so glad to have you. We're so glad to have you. Well, here's the thing. You who have been here before, you kind of know what you're doing. You who are coming the first time, you did make even more sacrifices. First of all, the sacrifice of time, didn't you? Right? There are probably things going on with some of your friends back at home that you're not doing. Let me ask you something. Did you give up? Did any of you make the sacrifice of social media? You did. Your phones? Wow. That is a sacrifice. That is a sacrifice. You spend time away from your families. You spend time. Yeah, you had a lot of fun. But you know what? You gave this time to Jesus Christ. And that changes everything. You made some sacrifices. But when you make those gifts, when you make those offerings, he gives it right back to you. Let me give you a simple example, something we're going to do very, very shortly. All right? An example that we're going to make really soon. We bring gifts to God every time we come to the Eucharist, don't we? Right? So what do? We have this nice procession down the aisle, and then I stand right over here, hat on, already smiling. Ready? And you bring me the gifts of?
Bread.
And?
Wine.
Beautiful. I bring them up there. We go up to that altar. And in your name, we offer that gift to God. We say, here's the sacrifice. Here, we offer this bread. We offer this wine. And God kind of says, thank you very much. And he gives it back to us. But guess what? Is it the same old bread and wine?
No.
Oh, no. What is it? The body of
Jesus.
Beautiful. We give a simple gift to God. We give a simple, simple gift to God. And God gives it back to us transformed. Isn't that amazing? And that we do in such a powerful way every time we gather for the Eucharist. But it's something we do in all of our lives. Something we do in all of our lives. Think about those people following Jesus as they're walking through the field that day, right? They're kind of hungry. You think that all those apostles, all those friends of Jesus, do you think they made sacrifices following him? Absolutely. You think that life was easy? We just heard. They're walking through and they were really
hungry.
They were so hungry that they started to pick off the tops of the grain, right? They're giving themselves. Following Jesus means taking up certain sacrifices. It means choosing one thing over another. And so, in this particular case, it was a simple sacrifice here that they were hungry. But you can tell it was a hard life, right? You can tell it wasn't an easy life. And then some of the holy people, the Pharisees, holy, holy, holy. What did they all say? You can't do that. You can't do that. What are you doing that for? Right? But Jesus said, these were meant to bring us to God. And guess what? God's standing in your midst. I'm right here, Jesus is saying. Right? Jesus is saying, I'm right here in the middle of you. Yeah. They made those sacrifices, but they were following God. They were walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Doesn't get better than that, folks. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You see, when you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you see the world differently, don't you? You do. Because first of all, Jesus brings you places you don't expect to go. Am I right? Jesus brings you places you don't plan to go. Jesus puts people in your life who you don't plan to talk to. And guess what? They open your eyes and you say, oh boy. Am I right? Yeah? Jesus brings you on these mighty adventures, doesn't he? I'll tell you something. Those followers of Jesus, not one of them died of boredom. Am I right? Not one of them died of boredom. He brought them on the adventure of their lives. And now they see the world the way he sees it. They noticed the poor and the vulnerable sitting on the side of the road. How many times did they feel like, remember the parable of the Good Samaritan? We just heard it this Sunday. Right? How many times have they probably walked down the lives and just, you see things and you keep on going? Because that's how it is. Right? Because that's how it is. Not because they were bad people. But you know what? When you see through the eyes of Jesus, you begin to notice things. Am I right? When you walk in the footsteps of Jesus and you're on that adventure of life, you see things right around you at home, not just among strangers in the streets. You start to see the people of the world a little bit differently, right? Let me tell you something. A couple of years ago, I was in Poland for World Youth Day. Remember that? Who else was in Poland? You were there. Okay, excellent. Do you remember the night before the Mass? You do? All right. Remember that vigil and all that and people from all over the country, different countries, right? Do you remember how hot it was? Oh, yeah. You think this is bad, right? That was hot. And remember the lines for the bathrooms? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all the testimonies go on. And after all the testimonies, Pope Francis gets up. And Pope Francis says, you know what? There's one thing that makes me sad in the world today. You know that? One thing that makes me sad. And he's usually a pretty happy guy, right? Okay, he said, one thing makes me sad. He said, for a lot of people, they think the key to happiness lies in this. Do you remember? A great, big, soft, comfortable couch. You got it. A lot of people think, if I have that great, big, soft, comfortable couch, I am set for life. You can picture it, right? You sit there with the video game thing there, right? You have the headphones on. You're talking to your friends somewhere else, right? Okay. Isn't that how it goes in that couch, right? Everyone, and you veg out on junk food and all that, right? So sometimes that's kind of nice. But if that's the goal of your life is going to get very boring very quickly. Am I right? What happened, he said, is when you're sitting, if life is on the couch, if you're just sitting there vegging away on the couch, all of a sudden the world around you goes away. You're not too concerned about what's going on out there. As a matter of fact, you're not even all that concerned about what's going on all around here. Right? Your world just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So he said this, listen, guys. He said, I want you all to go home and trade in your couches for a good pair of walking shoes. Imagine the streets of Krakow the next day with all the couches out on the curbs. I want you to trade in because you and I, we were called to walk on an adventure, weren't we? We were called to walk in the footsteps of
Jesus.
We were called to see the world through the eyes of
Jesus.
We were called to respond to the needs of people around us with the heart of
Jesus.
Because here in Damascus, we have encountered
Jesus.
And as missionaries of Jesus, we are called to bring
Jesus
out into the world. Am I right?
Yes.
Are you with me still? I heard it from one of the testimonies. Your testimonies were great. Your testimonies, every single one of them were great. I'm so impressed. But one of you said something, and I bet it came up during this week. One of you said, we were made not to be comfortable, but to be great. And the way we do it is we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Now, sometimes the road will be tough, right? Sometimes the road will be tough. Sometimes we'll be a little hungry. And sometimes we'll be tempted to just fill up on that spiritual junk food. Am I right? But Jesus gives us the bread of life, the real bread that satisfies. Jesus gives us what we need along the way. In that first reading, we heard a story of the Exodus, right? Long before the time of Jesus, some 1,200 years before the time of Jesus. And Moses tells the people, this is the Passover meal, right? Remember the Passover meal, the Seder supper? They were getting ready because God was about to do what? God was about to free them from slavery in
Egypt.
You got it. So, what did Moses tell the people? Eat like people on the run. Right? Remember that matzah? Don't wait for the, eat it, cook it fast, because you got to be ready. You've got to be nimble. You've got to be quick. Because God is about to do something amazing. And you've got to be ready to pick up and go with God, right? And God's going to lead you in some scary places, but you know what? He will never, ever, 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 ever abandon you, right? Never. Never. So let me finish by where I started. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your warm welcome. Thank you for your powerful testimonies. Thanks for all the things you're doing. But on behalf of the whole church, here in Columbus, on behalf of the whole church, thank you for giving this time to Jesus. And thank you for accepting the gift back from him. Because all of us, we so desperately need Jesus. And you, through this encounter, will bring us
Jesus.
To the name of Jesus. May the name of Jesus be blessed both now and forever. Amen.